Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
And we are here with our next interview. Hi.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Good, good. You want to talk to our viewers and tell them a little bit about yourself and who you are?
Yeah, sure. My name is Jan van der Krabben. I'm the founder and CEO of Ancient History Encyclopedia. We're a non-profit company that publishes one of the largest history websites in the world. Our goal is to get more people to learn about history and to improve history education around the world.
Wow. So
that's the best reaction I've had today.
I think that's really important, though.
Yeah.
So your goal is to inform people on history.
Absolutely.
And how are you going about that?
Yeah, how does this work?
So obviously, we currently publish a website. The website is visited by around 20 million individual people every year. And they read articles about history from, well, our website. Every article that we published is written by an author who might be a historical writer, a historian, archaeologist, whatever. And our editorial team then reviews every article to make sure that it has academic level quality, but right. that it's easy to read and interesting. So that it's not like a dry research paper, but an interesting article that tells the story of what happened. Not just the dates and the facts, but, you know, just to make it interesting, really.
So it's not like a textbook where it's just like, here's a bunch of information thrown at you with no real rhyme or reason, and it's not interesting to read.
Yeah, exactly. So we want to make it interesting. We know that many teachers and schools use our website. In fact, about half of our users are in education.
Wow.
And you know, I wouldn't say we've replaced the textbook, but right. we certainly complement it. And a lot of teachers use our articles, videos, images as either an aid in class or as a reading assignment or further reading for their students.
And there's videos, too.
We have some videos, mostly sourced from elsewhere. So we look around the internet to find YouTube mainly,
like the best
to find the best videos, and then we embed them in our articles. We have sometimes embed 3D images so that, like, when we talk about an ancient artifact, we have it in the article so you can rotate around it, zoom in,
wow.
and so on. So not everywhere, but we see what we can put together depending on what it is, what makes sense, and what would be the best way to explain it to somebody who hasn't heard of it before.
Wow.
You see, I am very much interested in this because I like history, but
good.
I like history when I'm in front of it.
Right.
Like when I go to Washington, D.C. and I'm learning about the American history there. If I'm in a class learning about history, I don't learn anything.
Right.
Like it's so hard for me to like comprehend everything. But if I go there and I witness it, then it kind of makes more sense.
Yeah, like everybody has a different way of learning history. So, you know, when I studied history at school, and I know this is still the case in many schools around the world, depending on the teacher or the education system, very often it's just about the dates, you know. It's like, remember this date, that, you know. That's just not interesting and engaging. So, you know, there are many teachers out there who make it really exciting. I was lucky to have a teacher like that in school for a few years. But what we want to do is we want to go a step further now. So we're working on an educational platform that's aimed at teachers to give teachers the tools to essentially teach history better and make it more interesting and more efficient for the teacher so that they have less paperwork to do, less preparation, and they can focus more on the teaching. And we want to help them. How do you make this subject interesting, you know?
That's very important because I feel like as time goes on, you're kind of losing a little bit each time because, I mean, if a classroom is going to be boring, the students aren't really picking up everything they need to. And then as time goes on, it just kind of fades.
Yeah, it fades. And mainly when you learn history, I think it's really important to understand how is this relevant in some way to today, right? And so what we want to do is we want to help people to connect what happened in the past to the present to make it somehow relevant, you know. especially nowadays in many countries around the world, history is being used and abused by politicians to try to push a certain agenda.
Right.
And we want to counteract that essentially by getting more people to know their history, to
know the facts.
To know the facts. And history is really important in forming your own national and personal identity.
Right.
And if that is misguided or misinformed, you know, we can have problems. And we've seen in history, in fact, that through such misinformation, we've caused wars and great conflicts.
Oh, I think that's a good point, because a lot of times, like a lot of textbooks, purposely leave parts of history out of the textbook. And
absolutely. And
I think it's important to have a place where, because not a lot of history is great.
No, we all nations have done bad things, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they like to forget about it.
Right. So
no, that's a thing that happens.
And I think it's important to look at where we've come from, wherever you're from. And even the bad parts of your history help shape where we are today. So I think it's important to know everything. So I think this is an amazing thing you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, the bad parts of history should be taken as a learning, not as something to be ashamed of,
right.
I think. And sometimes it's hard for people to look at it and be like, yeah, you know, my ancestors, I don't know, in this country were slave traders. And, you know, that's maybe something people would rather not know. But, you know, that's what happened. And let's learn from that.
Well, let's move on.
Instead of be ashamed and be put down by that, you know.
Yeah.
So what is your background and how did this idea come into light from that?
Right. So my background originally is I studied journalism and war studies, which obviously has something to do with history and writing. So I thought, okay, let's do something with history and writing. And I was also working, my full-time job at the time was in computer games. I was working on historical computer games, doing a lot of research. And I found that was in 2008. A lot of the history that was found online was either unreliable, badly presented, or sometimes outright ideological. And so I thought, okay, maybe we can do better. Maybe we can have a resource that's interesting, that's reliable, and well presented. And from that idea grew Ancient History Encyclopedia. It's been around since 2009, so it's been a long time. We grew very steadily, and now we are one of the top 5 history websites in the world.
Wow.
That's an awesome amount of growth in
9 years.
9 years, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we didn't have any funding for a very long time. We've received a few grants by now, so as a nonprofit, obviously, we hope to get grants and use that money to essentially further our mission, to be able to do more, to write more articles, to produce more content, to help people more learn about history. And that's kind of what we're doing and why we're here at Collision as well, because we wanted to present our educational platform to potential investors or grant givers to make sure that we get the support that we need to take that to the next level.
And going back to that new program that you guys are launching,
mm-hmm.
It's not live yet.
No, it's not live yet. It's currently very much in a very early stage.
Okay.
So we are talking to a lot of teachers who are users of ours to find out what do teachers need.
So you're getting like feedback.
We're getting a lot of feedback.
Okay.
We know how teachers use our website right now. But now we're looking, okay, so what else do we need to do? So we already have a vision and an idea of what we want to do. We've talked to a lot of people here today, other edtech companies, to find out, you know, what's going on, what are other people doing. And right now we're at the stage where we want to lay the groundwork to then start production of this platform in earnest in the next few months.
It's awesome.
What kind of tools are you like planning on offering these teachers and professors?
Right. So our current plan is essentially to use the content that we have on the website and obviously expand that content to cover the entire kind of world history curriculum. And for each of these subjects that are key in a world history curriculum, we want to provide articles, images, and potentially also videos. And along with this material, we want to provide activities that teachers can use in their class, along with lesson plans that teachers can either take directly from us, or modify for their own needs. So we want to build a really easy to use lesson plan builder where teachers can say, okay, I want to take this video about ancient Rome, let's say, and then put these activities around it, which we kind of recommend to go with that video to essentially target these kind of learning objectives for the students. And along with that, some sort of reporting where the teachers can essentially then check, have the students learned the material? Have they understood it? Are they progressing in their understanding of history? And that's essentially where we want to go. That's the current plan. It might change a little bit, but that's where we are right now.
That's amazing. I'm glad that something like this exists.
Not yet.
close to existing.
Yeah.
If our viewers and our listeners want to find out more information and they want to know how to follow your road and how to get involved and when this is going to launch and all this other stuff, where do they go?
They go to ancient.eu. That's our website. They can also simply Google Ancient History Encyclopedia. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the social media platforms. We have a large social media following and we update on our progress, but we also inform people about history on our social media and not just on our website. But yeah, just go on our website, check us out, write us an email, subscribe to our newsletter. That's always a good way to stay informed.
Awesome. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much. It was very nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And enjoy the rest of the collision.
Certainly will. You too.
Thank you.